So, can you catch up on sleep? So, we know the importance of sleep, and I wasn't going to talk about it, but I am very briefly on the importance of sleep, because even though I've banged on about it so much, I still don't think it quite has sunk in. You know, and that's on a generation level, a population level. You know, people just don't sleep enough. But it affects so many things. Like, there is literally nothing that isn't negatively affected by not sleeping enough. And I will give you a few examples. So, sort of routinely sleeping less than 6 or 7 hours a night completely demolishes your immune system, and it actually doubles your risk of cancer. It's also a sort of a lifestyle factor which determines whether or not you'll develop Alzheimer's disease. Just a week of moderate reductions in sleep can completely disrupt your blood sugar levels, sort of how you process glucose, almost, well, actually to the point where you are classed as a pre-diabetic, where it looks like you're pre-diabetic even though you're not, okay? It also increases the likelihood of cardiovascular disease, stroke, congestive heart failure. It can also contribute to psychiatric conditions such as depression, anxiety, and suicidality. It makes you hungrier even when you've eaten. It increases your likelihood of being obese. Even when you lose weight, if you sleep too little, you will lose more from lean body mass than you will fat. And you could go on a bit more, but I think you basically get the gist. You know, you could almost say that the shorter you sleep, the shorter your lifespan. It is so, so important. But yet, 2/3 of adults in developed nations still don't get the recommended 8 hours a night, okay? And that's, I think the biggest problem with sleep, something that I heard not long ago, is the fact that there's almost no, other than being tired, obviously, there's no sort of immediate repercussions. So, you know, these are things, you know, sort of the consequences sort of build up over time. So because there's no immediate consequences, I don't think people see these consequences as serious as they are, because they don't happen straight away. But there is so much evidence that chronic sleep deprivation, or chronic sleep restriction, should I say, is so bad for your health. And it's free. It's free to everybody. Everybody can do it. And that, you know, it's almost so frustrating, you know. But I get it. It's not easy, you know. I have got a lot better recently because I was never really good at it, because I don't need a lot of sleep to function. But recently I have got a lot better since I've done all the research, because I know even that if I feel good, I know that that still doesn't mean that I'm out of the woods. And one, so, like I say, I know it's not easy. We're so busy nowadays. We've got so many things going on. People have children, etc. And it's not as easy as saying go to bed an hour and a half early, okay? However, I do think that if people completely audit their lives, and very seriously audit their lives, they can definitely get more sleep, okay? But if you can't do it every night, one thing that you can do is you can do what we call banking sleep, okay? So you can basically look at it almost like your calories. So look at your sleep over a week and aim for a set number, okay? So if you're going for, let's say, 7 hours a night, that's 49 hours throughout the week. So if you have a couple of nights where you don't sleep as much, you can catch up on other nights to make up for the lack of a few nights before, okay? Now, obviously, the easiest way to do this is to sleep longer, go to bed earlier, or stay in later, but you can also use naps. And again, I understand that this is difficult, because I'm exactly the same in the fact that not more often than not, but every now and again, I will say I'm going to go for a nap. I will say I'm going to go to bed earlier, and I don't, okay? So I'm not saying this is easy, but again, it's free, okay? And I can't stress that enough. You know, you don't have to put any effort in. You know, you don't, it's not like running 6 miles. You just go to bed, okay, and go to sleep. Now, what I do want to point out is that this banking of sleep and catching up will negate some of the sort of the consequences of sleep restriction. However, it isn't as good as just sleeping continuously each night, okay? So it will help. It's better than not catching up, but it's not better than just sleeping enough every night, okay? But as I say, modern lifestyle, it's not always doable. So it is a great strategy to have if you are struggling. Okay?
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.